Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 12, 2021. This morning I will talk about the Lord's Prayer. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for making yourself available to us in the person of Jesus Christ and through the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Root out the pride in us, give us listening ears, sanctify our prayer, our lives and our worship. Guide us in our parenting and family decisions. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Matthew 6, 7-9, we read, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven." The first phrase in the Lord's Prayer is Our Father. We come before God as a community under a sovereign God. Addressing God as Father focuses primarily on God's sovereignty, not God's gender. God is a benevolent sovereign who desires relational intimacy with His children. He is not a buddy God or a needy God that can be manipulated. Rather, we depend on God for everyday bread, not the other way around. For human fathers who are not good role models, Scripture reminds us that God is a father to the fatherless. Scripture is not just turning a phrase here. One consequence of slavery in Egypt and later in Babylon was illegitimacy, which kept many Jewish children from ever meeting their fathers. The word orphan is used over 50 verses in Scripture, 11 times in the book of Deuteronomy alone. Jesus Himself assures us, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." This is John 14:18. Our Heavenly Father's love for us, His children, inspires our human fathers, not the other way around. Christian spirituality has a communal character. It is not my spirituality, it is our spirituality. In baptism, for example, we are presented to God and to the church. In communion, we remember our baptism and celebrate our covenantal relationship with God and with one another. We can enjoy solitude with God while recognizing the vital role our community of faith has in shaping our relationship with God. In turn, we know God better as we love one another. This communal aspect of God's intimacy implies that our spirituality is not focused just on warm, fuzzy feelings. Ours is not a consumer spirituality. Great panoramas, great music, great poetry, great architecture, and great intellectual achievements all point to God, but our spirituality is inherently relational. We are most likely to see God's face in the face of those around us. Jesus' stories and parables drive this point home. In Matthew 5:23-24, we read, "So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift." Our spiritual identity is in a sovereign God and in right relationships with other people. The two are inexplicably bound together. The doctrine of the Trinity reinforces this point. Every conversation is three-way. It's always you, me, and God. God is above us, between us, and within us. In God's transcendence, God is all-powerful and in control. In the incarnation of Jesus Christ, God shares our pain and provides us a role model. In the Holy Spirit's presence, God comforts and guides us. We are in relationship with God in three persons. Our identity is defined uniquely and independently in relation to each of these three persons of the Trinity. But why is the Lord's Prayer addressed to heaven? The obvious answer is that heaven is God's home address. Another obvious answer is that heaven clarifies which Father we are talking about. Notice that all of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer center on God, not on us. Do we listen for God's voice? Are we approaching our sovereign God in appropriate humility? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.